Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with the My Lowe's Rewards Credit Card, January 15th through the 30th. So you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Go Light presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy from our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this edition of Opinions Matter, we want to give a big shout out to one of our show sponsors, Pure Water Window Cleaning. They're a long-established professional window cleaning company. They guarantee a high-quality service throughout Dublin to both residential and commercial properties. Now, here's the deal. I think this is a great deal.
Tell me.
They will offer you a 20% discount on getting your windows done. I think you should book them for this weekend, actually.
Me, personally?
Yeah, you personally, okay. Because yeah. I saw the state of your gaff the other day.
Oh, my God. You can't even look out the window.
Handprints on the windows.
Oh, well, that's the little brats.
Yeah,
that's
I know. Yeah, but you don't clean them off. You just leave the handprints there.
No, if you, like myself, have dirty windows, mm-hmm. and I'm not embarrassed to say, I've dirty underwear and dirty windows. The only two things I have that are dirty. And I just can't bring myself to clean the windows because it's an arduous task.
It is a tedious task.
Oh, it's bloody hard. You need a ladder if they're high up, and then you have to fill up the bucket, and then your squidgy is all dirty. Forget about all that.
Yep.
Forget about it.
Absolutely.
Just hire these lads to do your windows because you won't get a better window cleaning service than Pure Water Window Cleaning. If you're watching on Facebook, there's their number, 086-337-3399.
Yep. 086-337-3399. Now, if you ring them for a free quote and use the code OPINIONS, they will give you an immediate 20% discount.
Just for knowing Adrian and Jeremy.
Yeah.
Basically, just go, OPINIONS, I know Adrian and Jeremy. You don't have to know us, by the way.
Yeah, you just say you know us.
But if you say you know us, 20% off.
Okay, so once again, their number is 086-337-3399, or you can visit their website, which is purewaterwindowcleaning.ie. Now, what have we got on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? People have been demonising and putting down the Dublin accent for years. And according to a listener who left us a message on our WhatsApp line this week, I'm going to play it for you in a second. He believes that there is far too much judgment around the accent and that people need to stop judging people based on their accents. And I want to find out, are you the sort of person, when you hear somebody speaking with a very flat Dublin accent, that you immediately have an opinion on them? Jesus, they're as common as muck. Or if you do have an everyday normal Dublin accent, has it ever affected you or have you ever been judged for it? I want you to have a listen, if you will, please, to this WhatsApp that was sent in to us last week, and we're only actually getting around to talking about it today.
Oh, Jay here. Big fan of the podcast. I was just wondering if you could talk about the demonising of the Dublin accent. You know, Jeremy is always complaining, saying that the kids these days are sounding American and this and that. But sure, he's the first person to call all people with common accents scangers and toe rags and all this carry on. Sure, the reason that they're sounding American is because you're demonising the Irish accent. If you could speak about that, it'd be great. You know, I'm hearing ma less and less, it's ma'am, and I'm even hearing some people say mum. But that just really frustrates me. If you could speak about that, that'd be great, thanks.
All right, well, there you go. So, that was a bit of a dig at you.
Yeah. I suppose I do judge the accent. Here's the thing. Every single one of you, even if you don't have a flat Dublin accent, I have a normal Dublin accent. I'm not posh. I'm not common. Grew up in a normal working class estate. I benefited from, and we'll come to that a bit later, I benefited from, in our school, we've got elocution lessons. And I think a lot of schools should reintroduce elocution lessons. It's one of the things that gets under my skin. I hate to hear people speaking bad. I hate to hear people saying, you know, I seen that last week. No, it's I saw it last week. Or are you going on yizzer holidays? It's not yizzer holidays. It's your holidays. And, you know, I speak properly for two reasons. I speak properly because I was read to as a child. My mother and father both spoke properly, so I was read books as a child, so I knew how to speak properly. And we also had elocution lessons in school. And that's what, and I mean, I pull my kids, well, Luke, I suppose, at his age, if he says something that's grammatically incorrect, or is, you know, if he said, no, he doesn't. The odd time if he said, I seen the bus, I'd be like, no, I saw the bus. Because I believe that speaking properly is, it will get you further in life. And I believe people do get judged. I mean, for years, we did that late night show that we did on 104 for years, the phone show, which was one of the biggest radio shows in Ireland at the time. And the regular feedback that we used to get from people that criticised that show was, ah, it's full of scangers. Now, these weren't scangers. They were just people who happened to have flat Dublin accents. And people do judge. I believe that there are certain jobs you probably won't get if you have a flat Dublin accent. So bring back elocution lessons, I think.
Bring back elocution lessons. Now, elocution lessons teach you how to speak properly. The cow jumped over the moon and all that shite.
But it's not shite because it gets people to speak properly.
So did you do elocution lessons?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah.
They didn't work.
But they clearly did. I speak okay. I don't speak like a scanger. And neither do you.
I didn't go to elocution lessons. It's just the way
I speak. No, I didn't go to them. They were part of the school curriculum. So I didn't go to them. If I didn't have them, I probably wouldn't be working on radio. And I mean, that's the great thing about podcasts. With podcasts now, you have a lot of people doing podcasts that never in a million years would get a job on the radio because they talk like that. And coming up on today's podcast, I want to talk to you about this and that. And I done that.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm saying people that speak like that will not get a job on the radio. In fact, the only person I know working on the radio that has a flat Dublin accent is our buddy Joe Duffy. I mean, you look at certain radio stations. I'm talking about radio stations, a certain radio station that caters for young people. You know the radio station I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. They all talk like that.
I know, but is that not just as annoying? I find the fake Dublin accent. And back to that guy's message, you know, less and less you hear people referring to their mother as ma. Me ma.
Yeah, you see, I don't like the ma thing either.
Why? What's your issue with the ma thing?
I just don't like it. I think mother, there's no need to. I just don't like Dublinisms. And that guy is completely right. But
so if I describe my mother as me ma.
Well, you don't. That's the thing.
I call her me ma'am.
Yeah, that's fine.
But there's only one bloody letter. There's only one extra letter. Which accent would annoy you more? Because I have an answer to this. Is it the ordinary flat Dublin accent, or is it this pseudo fake American D4 sort of accent?
Like I heard two girls the other day in the shop. I was in the shop just minding my own business, and there were two girls, yummy mummies in their 30s, talking about they were bringing their kids this weekend to Tato Pork, P-O-R-K. Now, where's Tato Pork?
I don't know where Tato Pork is, to be honest with you. Yeah, I know where Tato Park is.
Yeah, no, I think there's a fine line between overdoing it, like Tato Pork, would you go fuck off? And that's what I felt like saying to them. Fuck off, yummy mummies, with your Tato Pork. But then I would find it equally as annoying to say Tato Pork. Tato Pork.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let me go to Dave. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
What's the story, folks?
Well, Dave, what did you want to say on this?
Yeah, if you think Dubs judge another Dubs accent in Dublin, try moving down the country when you take a Dublin accent. Then you know a judgment is fucking like that. I will have you know.
Okay, so describe that judgment to me.
No, just when we... I don't have a Dublin accent anymore, but when we first moved down the country, the amount of times I'd tell people, no, I'm not going to rob your house, and no, I don't deal heroin, or no, I don't know any junkies. Genuinely, like as soon as... a lot of small rural communities, as soon as they hear the Dublin accent coming out, you can almost hear the doors locking and blinds closing.
Mm. Because they because they have a negative opinion of Dubliners, is that it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But to be fair now, lads, it is a bit of a two-way street. When I was younger, it used to be, oh, I better get the passport and going down the country. So, you know.
Mm.
And in fairness to coaches, once you're actually in the community and you get to know them, you know, it's better than living in that kip of a city.
Okay. You know? When they eventually realize that you're not on heroin and you're not going to rob their house.
Yeah, exactly. You know, once they know you're not going to rob their eyes out of their sockets, they're actually fairly warm and welcome.
And do you find yourself now, it sounds to me like you're, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Blanchardstown.
Okay. And would you have had a stereotypical Blanchardstown accent before you moved down the country?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But see, I moved down like before my balls ever dropped. So I was, all right, what's this starting? You know, so I've lost it over the years ever since.
You certainly have.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't think, you know, there's certain things I say that the twang comes back, but, you know, I've been down here more over 20 years, so I'm a culture now.
And are you happy to have lost your Dublin accent? Because you have.
I don't know. Do you know, I actually don't know, because when I was younger, like, a lot of the young ones down around here were like, oh, geez, the Dublin accent's really sexy. So it kind of goes both ways. Like, you might have people in Dublin saying, geez, you sound like a scumbag, but you have some young one down the country going, hey, do you want to come out with me? I got a bit of road frontage. So, you know, it kind of depends on where you are, really.
Fair enough. Okay. So do you find yourself judging people because of their accent or because of the way they speak?
Not really. When I was younger, I might have, you know, when I didn't know as many people, but like if someone comes up to me now, I'm in Dublin, he's like, you know, like dragging the words out, you know, that, right, what's the story? Mm. You probably are going to take a bit of a step back. But at the same time, like that stupid D4 Americanized fucking accent, I have more disdain for that than I would a thick Northside accent.
I know. I mean, the Tayto Park girls were just...
But this is the point that I was... that the message that originally started this conversation was making about you.
Yeah.
Because you come down against flat Dublin accent so much, people are putting on this fake accent.
Well,
I remember when I was a young fella,
yeah,
there was this family that lived near us, and they spoke...
And I mean, you're from Ballybrack, so nobody spoke properly there when you were
going. And this particular family were ordinary dubs, and then they moved to the park in Cabinteely.
At
the time, that was ultra posh. And within a year, the whole family was speaking with marbles in their gob.
Yeah, I know. I get, as Dave was saying, and I can't believe I'm agreeing with Dave, there's a fine line between going one way, too far one way, and too far the other way. And yeah, Dave is right. If you hear someone in the city centre with, as people call it, the junkie accent, all right, what's the story? Have you any change? What's happening with your horse? You automatically judge that person. And in fact, if we had a caller on the air right now who sounded exactly, all right, AJ, all right, Jeremy, what's the bleeding story? And we'd be getting texts in straight away saying, do you get that idiot off the air? So everybody judges.
Okay, stay there for one
second. Education lessons, that's what I'm saying. You may think I'm going overboard with this. Bring Elliot. I don't know why they were stopped.
Let's go to...
Does anybody agree with me, by the way? Elocution lessons back to school.
Dave, what about that? Bring back elocution lessons.
Like, to be fair, Jeremy sounds like he's putting on an accent half the time, no?
No, I don't put on it. No, this is... My voice is my voice. That's it.
Really? Because you're like, half the time you sound like you're trying to talk like an American, you know, with your diapers and your gender reveal parties and, you know, your general looking down your nose at people.
No, that's different. That's just, I do a lot of...
pretentiousness, is
yeah,
it?
No, I'm a pretentious prick. Yeah.
You are, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. When you think you're better than other people, I suppose your accent just kind of naturally...
That's what it is.
Kind of goes in sync with that, is it?
Something like that, yeah. But he is a pretentious prick. I think that's fair to say. Stay there for one second if you can, please, Dave.
Jeez, look at Steve there. Stereotype exists for a reason, and is the case of the Dublin accent. You can be 80% sure that if they have a flat Dublin accent, they are uneducated. The person with a flat Dublin accent is the type of person who claps when the plane lands. That's you, Adrian. And
no, sing,
so you bring your sausages and holidays with you.
I've done that, yeah.
Yeah, that's skank. That's scum. Who claps when the plane lands and sings when they're back on their holidays. Skangers, says Steve.
Let's have a listen to Rachel.
How are you, Adrian? How are you, Jeremy? Sorry I can't come on today. Do you know what, Jeremy? I swear to God, I agree with you on most things. Today, I actually want to knock you out without being bad. I just slay in the Dublin accent. I love the Dublin accent. I absolutely love it. And I will say, when I was younger, I think I always found that it was a bit, like, say, more common. I don't know how it kind of changed as I got older. But I absolutely detest the real posh kind of, oh, hello. I wouldn't be able to date someone if they spoke like that. I really wouldn't. And I've turned down dates because of how someone has spoken. I love the flat Dublin accent. I don't mean a scumbag. I just love it. I just find people with a flat Dublin accent are more natural, and they're more willing to be themselves rather than being pretentious.
All right, thanks very much indeed for your message, Rachel. We'd love to hear from you on this. Catherine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Catherine?
How are you? Come here, I totally agree with you, Jeremy.
Meaning?
You know what, he's so right. Like, there's nothing worse if you ring a company and someone answers the phone and they can't even speak properly. It's horrible.
Okay, you don't like the flat Dublin accent then?
No, I hate it. It drives me absolutely mad. Like, I'd nearly rather a Cork accent. Do you know what I mean? I hate it.
And why do you hate? Why? I mean, I wouldn't say I hate the accent, but would you?
I just think that people sound like really unintelligent with it. Like, they just sound stupid.
They sound unintelligent.
Yeah, like, it's like, I don't know, like, if you're going to hire someone to work for your business and represent your company, do you want someone who sounds like they can't even speak proper? Do you know what I mean?
Well, the word is properly, if you don't mind me saying.
All right, well, that's a word, like, but I'm saying in general, do you want someone answering your phones or anything like that who can't speak? I totally agree with Jeremy on the elocution now. I don't want, like, I wouldn't want my kids talking like they're marbles in their mouth and all that, but, like, to, you know, this, that, these and those. These are the way the TH goes. Do you know what I mean? Like, that
and you obviously, I mean, I can tell myself, you obviously had the same elocution lessons that I had when you were in school, did you?
No, would you believe I actually didn't?
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't have elocution lessons. But you know what? My ma was listening to this and me here before he rang me, before I texted in. And she even goes to me that when she was in school, elocution lessons were actually a thing.
But Jeremy says he went to elocution lessons.
Well, I didn't go to them.
They were never a part in my school ever. Like, but I think it is a deadly idea. Great for people to learn how to speak properly.
So if you didn't have elocution lessons, how did you end up speaking the way you did then? Is it just from...
I grew up around good people, like, and I always knew myself. I didn't want to go around sounding like someone who's a gobshite. So it's just like, now I'm going to speak properly, so I cook it on myself. That's how it is, you know?
How would you describe your speaking? Do you think you speak well?
I do, yeah. I think I have a Dublin accent. There's no denying the fact that I am from Dublin. If I go anywhere, like if I'm in Lanzarote or Torremolinos or anything like that, and I get talking to another Irish person, they'll always say, oh, what part of Dublin are you from? But I would consider myself for being like well-spoken, kind of neutral Dublin. Do you know what I mean? The nice Dublin, like, kind of like Jeremy's accent. Like, I think myself and Jeremy would be very similar in how we talk. I think we don't have, you know, I think people would know we're from Dublin, but we sound like a bit higher class or something.
And higher class? Why, do you think I sound higher class?
Not higher class, but just a different, like, calibre of person.
I don't know what you mean.
No, like, when you hear people and they can't speak properly, like, you go into, like, the slums of Dublin, like, Finglas and Ballyfermot and all that, and you hear the young fellas and young ones going around, they can't even pronounce their words, they can't speak properly, they sound like little mutants. I think we're above that, if you get me.
I don't think there's any slums in Dublin, by the way. I wouldn't call Finglas.
No, they're not literally slums, but you know what I mean? Like the rougher parts with the more scummy people.
So do you look down your nose on people who have a flat Dublin accent who can't pronounce certain words, yeah?
No, like I wouldn't look down my nose at them. I just think they sound stupid.
They sound stupid.
I wouldn't look down my nose at them. Like, if I was an employer and one of them came in to me for a job, like, I wouldn't hire them, do you know what I mean?
Well, there are certain jobs that you will never hear somebody with a flat Dublin accent.
Like?
I've never heard a solicitor or a barrister going, how's it going, Your Honour? How's it going, Your Honour?
Let's be serious. If you were going in to open, like, a bank account or a business bank account or something, and the person that was about to open the account for you was real gangery Dublin, are you honestly telling me you wouldn't be like, here, I'm going to take my business elsewhere? they can't even be bothered to hire like proper speaking people.
Well, no, any bank that would give me a loan, I wouldn't care what she spoke like when she was giving me business.
No, I don't agree. I don't agree at all. No.
You dislike the flat Dublin accent, people who can't pronounce their, like, what words does
it? No, I just think, like, you know, I remember I went into a creche to go for a viewing with my youngest. Now, this is years ago, and the girl in the creche says to me, "Oh, you know, you bring in your own nappies. Use your own nappies," she says to me. I was like,
was your issue nappies instead of diapers, or what was your issue?
No, yither.
Oh,
like, who uses that word? That's not even a word.
Adrian does.
Situation to me, like, and she's talking about how it works and lunches, and she's like, "And you provide these around nappies," and I was like, "Ah,
yeah, yeah, yeah."
I was gone out of there.
No, I would be gone like a light.
Why?
No,
because somebody said you provide your own nappies.
Use our own nappies, Jesus. That's...
No, it's the fact that she said yes. I'm like, would you not learn to speak properly? You're going to be taking care of people's kids. You're going to be with these kids like most of the day. Can you not speak properly for the sake of imparting proper knowledge on the kids? Not teaching them to sound like a scanger.
I mean, I have to be honest with you. I agree with you from that point of view, Catherine. I wouldn't, Mom.
If you arrived at a creche with your little one and the girl says to you, now you do know you have to provide you your own nappies.
Well,
for me, that was like, no way. And the manager rang me after and all, and I was like, sorry, there's too many of theirs. I just wasn't happy.
Put it this way.
They were all very, very flat Dublin. I didn't want my kids learning that.
Well, as well, I wouldn't put my kids into a creche over charging me from nappies. Have you seen the price of creche fees? Fucking, you.
No, they weren't charging. They were saying, you just bring yither, as she said to me, on nappies. But like, a couple of the girls we met when we were brought into different rooms were real flat Dublin accents, and I was like, oh no, Jesus, I don't want my kids like growing up speaking like that, because obviously my kids went down for most of the day.
Well, I would agree. I would agree with you. If one of my kids turned around to me and said, "Daddy, where's is our car parked today?" I'd be a bit.
Okay, no, like, who uses that word yither? How uneducated must you be to substitute the word your for yither? Like, what kind of gobshite are you?
Here, stay there for 1 second. I want to play this WhatsApp voice note.
Jeremy, I'm from Ballymun and was reared in Finglas, and I certainly don't have a flat Dublin accent, and I'm not uneducated. So I'd ask you to take all of that back. That's a very sweeping statement you said, that all people from Dublin were with a Dublin accent are uneducated. Sometimes I think you need to just get a wake-up call.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. This is one of these things that bugs the shit out of me. It really does, because that wasn't me that said it. It was a text I was reading out. And let me go back to the... Don't attribute the text that I read out to me saying it. In the same way...
Okay, go on. Read the text out again.
The text didn't come from me. It came from... What's his face there?
Steve,
yes. And he says... Now, this is him that wrote the text, and this is me reading the text. I hope you can understand that. Steve says, stereotypes exist for a reason, and in the case of Dublin accent, you can be 80% sure that if they have a flat Dublin accent, they are uneducated. That's Steve saying that, not me. A person with a flat Dublin accent is the type of person who claps when the plane lands. Now, I did say, Adrian, that is you.
I've never done that.
On flights with you where you've clapped.
You haven't.
And, no, sorry, you clap when they open the bar on the plane. The trolley's coming. And he says, they are scangers. I certainly did not say that if you have a Dublin accent, you're uneducated. So, apology in the post. Thank you very much. Now, if you want to talk to Steve, I'll happily put Steve on the air, because it was him that was saying it.
Maurice, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Maurice?
No, listen, I wonder where Steve got his education from, because the last time I heard, he was in prison for doing a burglary a while ago. He admitted to that on another radio station. Must have got elocution lessons in prison.
You know, maybe, do they give elocution lessons?
I don't think so. Anyway, what did you want to say on this, Maurice?
And there's the warden or the prison guard that said, "Get out, we use ourselves. Get out, we use ourselves." Anyway, listen, Adrian, I was listening to you about talking about the call that you made to the phone company.
Yes.
And I just thought you were a little bit judgmental of a girl that's probably working in a call centre for €4 an hour, up to her trippany bits in taking phone calls off people like yourself.
Firstly, she's not working for €4 an hour.
Don't know, but she's in a call centre, right?
Yep.
And they're paid buttons. And then, like, I remember you on the previous show saying that you actually saved up for your new iPhone, and it was over $1,000.
Yeah.
So, I just think you're a little bit judgmental of her, because she's trying to do the best she can.
I'm being honest. I'm being honest when I said...
You live in an ivory tower, Adrian. You do live up with that ivory tear. Now it's a one bedroom.
Get your hair down, Rapunzel. No, get your hair down, Rapunzel.
All I said was, her accent got me.
You judged her. You judged her because you said, "I don't think she represented the company well."
Oh,
she's probably on a 12-hour shift, 5 hour an hour.
Sorry, listen
getting
to this.
Phone calls, getting people screaming at her left, right, and centre for a 12-hour shift.
Morris, hang on a second. Do you hear that noise? That's Adrian backpedaling.
No. I'm telling you what I said. No, I'm admitting what I said. That I felt the way the girl spoke on the phone, and she was, honest to God, she was as flat as a pancake. I thought didn't really give a good image of the mobile company.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you judge her, but she still solved your problem.
She did. She did solve my problem.
I think so. I think we're just too quick to judge people. You know. I really do.
Okay, let me ask you then. Do you ever, when you hear somebody with a very flat Dublin accent, what was the message that Steve said? They sound uneducated. What do you say to that?
Well, I think he's judging people as well, and like he's no archangel himself. You know, he's admitted in the past that he served time for crime. You know, so he's the guy that went down the wrong road, regardless of his accent.
Hmm.
So you have a fella out living on the streets of Dublin, sweeping the streets of Dublin, and he didn't set a foot wrong, and somebody asks him, can you tell me how to go somewhere? Yeah, it's up there around the corner. And you judge him because of who he is and what he is, like, you know? But I was listening to Dave, who was on earlier. He adjusted his accent. He was born and bred in Dublin. Now he has a bother accent because he wanted to blend in. So he changed his identity because he was being judged. Are you selling heroin? Are you going to break into my house? You see what I mean? What society is doing to people?
Yeah.
They're making them
lose their identity. Let me ask you then, Morris. Which annoys you more? The flat Dublin accent or this fake, pseudo, put-on American sort of accent?
But do you think...
Morris. Where Jeremy lives, Dublin 4.
I don't live in Dublin 4.
You spread out from over there. You're in the suburbs. What it takes is... Here's the latest Dublin thing that's going on in Dublin 4. Oh, God, Mary, I have to get the peasant wagon to university tomorrow. Mummy and Daddy are taking the car.
Mm.
The peasant wagon is the fucking bus now.
It's a bus, yeah.
They're referring to that. So we're all peasants who use public transport. But it's coming from Dublin 4. And where are you going tonight? Going to have a few drinks with friends.
They don't even say drinks, they say bevvies. So I go for a few bevvies.
Now, on the dart.
Now, by the way, and I just want to state this for a fact because I'm being misrepresented loads of times in the show today. I do not live in Dublin 4. and by the way.
You drink in Dublin 4.
He couldn't afford to buy a pint in Dublin 4.
No, I couldn't. I grew up in Dublin 14, which is the Skanger version of Dublin 4, basically. I live in Dublin 18, actually, the same postal code as Fox Rock. Thank you very much. But having said that, that girl Catherine that's on the other line who has a kind of a well-to-do accent, does her accent annoy you because she's a bit toffee-nosed?
No, I don't think so. I think she'll speak the way she wants to speak, as other people do.
Now, I have to just pull you up for a second. Yeah. I wouldn't describe that lady's accent as toffee-nosed. Would you describe yourself as toffee-nosed, Catherine?
No, like I wouldn't, but I just think... is Morris there judging me for the fact that I speak well?
No, he's not. He's judging people with a face.
No, but he's saying she's going to speak how she wants to speak. I might speak well, but I don't put on my accents. I don't try to be posh. I just speak well.
You don't describe it as a posh accent.
I'm not trying to put on this accent to make yourself sound posh.
Okay, and do you think
how I speak?
And do you think you sound posh?
No, I don't think I sound posh. I just think I sound like Jeremy and yourself.
I take great humbridge.
I
take a bit of humbridge with that now, I have to say.
Why?
I don't think we sound alike, yourself and myself.
I'm definitely not posher than you, Jeremy. No,
that's not what I was suggesting for a moment. I'm just saying, how do I put this politely?
Yeah, how do you put it politely? She believes that the two of you have the same sort of accent.
And I'm just...
No, I don't think the exact same, but I think we're on the same level in terms of,
That's kind
we speak well, we don't...
That's kind
let ourselves down.
That's kind of like, you know, saying, what I mean? That's kind of like saying Manchester City, you're on the same level as Brentford United. Like,
I don't watch rugby.
I don't know what that even means.
Football, just in different leagues. I'm saying we probably, and with the greatest respect to you, but the greatest respect, I don't think we have the same accent. That's all I'm saying.
No, we don't have the same accent because I say we're probably from different parts of Dublin and everything else. And you had the allocation lessons.
Yeah.
But I think in terms of, like, you know, carrying ourselves well and portraying ourselves well through the way we speak and through our language and our verbs and our verbal quality, I think we do ourselves proud.
Yeah, okay. No, just accept that, okay.
Sorry, I don't want to accept that.
Wait, what do you want to say?
I'm just saying...
No, like, you're sitting there thinking that I'm being a snob or something. I'm not trying to be a snob.
Can I just pull you up on something there? Literally in that sentence, you just said... You know what you just said to us just there?
What?
You just said, yous are sitting there.
No, I said yous are...
No, you said yous are sitting
there. And I'm talking about people who say yous are for your, like, oh, put on yous.
No.
I'm saying yous are making out that I'm just trying to put on an accent.
I can, but yous are. But yous are yous are. Are we going to argue about yous are yous are?
Here, can I bring
it? No, but it's the context to use it in.
Okay, Amanda.
You're so stupid.
Okay. Here, I want to read a message that's just come in to me. Are you ready, Catherine?
Yeah, go for it.
Are you ready?
She sounds like she sells lighters 3 for £1 in the stalls in town.
I don't even know what that means, to be honest.
I'm sure you've been in Henry Street at Christmas time, have you?
No, I have, yeah.
Get yous our lighters 3 for £1.
I do not. Oh, my God. No, I do not talk like that.
Sorry. What? And can you get 3 lighters for £1?
You can.
That's a great out of price.
Stay there for a second.
Let's say Catherine, she wants you to say something. Can you just say this, yeah?
I will, yeah, go on.
Get your Toblerone 2 for €1.
Get your Toblerone 2 for €1.
Sounds like we're on Henry Street, doesn't it?
No, she sounds much posher.
No, listen, you just don't hate me because you hate me, right? I speak well. I've always spoken well. Yeah. And you know what? I didn't need elocution lessons to sound the way I did. Okay. You do to sound the way you do.
Okay, okay. Lynn wants you to say what this word is. Stupid. Can you say that word?
Stupid.
Okay. Can we go to next college?
But let's go to Robbie.
To be honest, I don't think it's about the accent. I think it's just about the words they use. Well, I don't agree with Jeremy on the elocution lessons. You know, it might not be a bad idea. The accent's fine. Just... use is, I fucking hate the word use, even though I use it myself.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
Elaine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Elaine?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Elaine. What did you want to say?
Oh, I just think, I had elocution lessons when I was in primary school. We had them every week after school, but I think it'd be good for people as they're growing up. I mean, you can use your accent when you're out hanging around with your friends and your slang and whatever, but for professionally speaking, going for interviews and depending on what you want to do in life, I think it would be good for people.
Put on a posh phone voice.
Well, everybody should have a phone voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. Because you don't know what you want. I mean, as a child, I think it should be, especially in primary school. Because you get older, you start using slang and start hanging out with your friends anyway. But if you have a good solid base, you'll be able to revert back to that.
Okay, so you believe that we should all have a version of our voice that's a posh version.
Like my mother. My mother is a normal Dublin accent. But Jesus, when I hear her on the phone, I get embarrassed because she'd be talking to me, Jeremy, do you want shepherd's pie for dinner? Then the phone will ring and, hello.
I wouldn't go that over the top, but more of a professional, you know, that you'd be able to be speak to people professionally, because a lot of the time people might not be from your area. If you're working in a salon or if you're working on the phones, you might be from the same area, and those people might be able to understand you, and you're sitting there going, speaking the way you normally do.
And can I ask you, is this your phone voice?
No, this is my normal voice.
Oh, this is your normal voice.
Oh, I thought that was your posh voice. Jesus.
No, I talk like this all the time.
Well, okay. And do you have a phone voice?
No.
Oh.
I don't need one.
Right.
Actually, no, my phone voice is probably more pleasant. I don't. Probably don't sound like I'm giving out as much.
You see, when I was a young fella, when I started off in radio
Did you say young fella?
Young fella.
Yeah.
When I was a young fella, when I started off in radio at the beginning. Back in the day, I had this terribly posh accent, and I don't know whatever happened to it, but I was terribly, terribly well spoken on the radio.
Well, here's a true story.
I lost all that.
Here's a true story for you, Elaine. Adrian, as you know, you've been listening to him for the last hour, yeah?
Yeah.
The voice you're hearing now is his normal voice. He doesn't change. If I'm talking to him on the phone or in the pub at the weekend, that's his voice.
Just me.
But when Adrian does shows on News Talk, we call it News Talk Adrian, we call it, because... No, it is. If you ever hear Adrian on News Talk, like all of a sudden the microphone comes on, it's, good afternoon, it's Adrian Kennedy here on News Talk. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Does Patricia...
But it's a lot to do with education as well, because, I mean, the more you read, the better you speak. Because you're able to pronounce, if you pronounce your words, it's not even what people say, it's the way they pronounce the words. Because if people are pronouncing the words and they're half words, you're not going to be able to understand them.
I know, but there's nothing worse than hearing someone going on like a fishwife. Sure, there's not. Isn't that the expression? No. Remember your woman that, remember she was the video that went viral about 10 years ago when she says, I hear, leave it bleeding now. Remember her?
Yep.
Yeah.
That grates on me. That really does.
Yeah.
And then,
I don't like people not finishing the words like ow and wha and things like that. That kind of bothers me.
Okay, let me just go back to Catherine for a second. Catherine, do you have a phone voice or a professional voice or whatever?
No, like I just talk the way I am.
You just talk the way you are?
Yeah, like I think it's a good enough phone voice. I don't think I need, if I try and put it on anymore, and I'm just going to sound like a marbles in my mouth. So I don't put anything on, do you know what I mean?
So this is your...
She's just being herself, yeah.
This is your phone voice.
No, actually, you know what? This probably is my phone voice, because a couple of times I've been on the phone to you, I do actually find myself, like, even passionate up more than I am, do you know that kind of way? But now, like, generally now, like, I just kind of am myself, but I'd be a bit nervous with you guys, because I suppose you're on the radio and all that.
Now, who what's yous?
You is plural for you.
Well, it is plural for you.
It's actually not the plural of you, is you.
Oh, is it?
Ewes are baby sheep, female sheep. That's a ewe.
But you know what? I have to be honest. Like, I love a man who speaks well. Like, that's why I like listening to the two of you. It's just like, there's something in it. And like, because I don't know, maybe it's because I speak really well. But when I hear lads who speak really well, like, it's such a turn on. And I think that's why I love listening to you on the radio.
Now, you did say you instead of yous. Jesus, we need to get a room here, don't we? Things are getting a bit hot.
And by the way...
No, but I do. Like, you sound very well educated, like myself. And then when you have... But then sometimes you get people on who I think bring the tone down a little bit because they can't even speak properly, which I think takes away from it.
Sarah says, Jeremy, I've heard Adrian on News Talk occasionally and he sounds the exact same.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
There's a big joke going around in Radio Land. This is Radio Land, by the way.
Yeah.
Where anytime people hear you on News Talk, they text me and they go, News Talk Adrian's on. Hello, good afternoon. It's Adrian Kennedy with News Talk.
Where am I going now? I'm going to line one, and that is Niamh. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niamh?
How you doing? How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Niamh. What did you want to say on this?
I'm originally from Jordan in Dublin, and I would take the normal Dublin accent over that D4 white, okay, white. We're going down for a couple of high notes.
Taso pork.
Yeah, I absolutely, I can't stand that fake accent. And for an awful,
that's what it is.
Yeah, it is.
At least the people from Dublin are being real.
And if you look at the way people in Dublin speak, nobody in Dublin in the 1950s spoke like that about going to Tato Park.
Yeah, going down for a couple of, after the rugby, we'd have a couple of high notes.
Yeah, I find it very frustrating. I actually find it more frustrating than a very, very flat Dublin accent, I have to say. Do you, Jeremy, do you not?
It was funny, Adrian, you've been around people like that and you've never opened your bloody gob. News Talk Adrian keeps his mouth shut. Why don't you say it to these people, News Talk Adrian?
What?
These people, we know people that talk like that.
They bug me.
Why don't you say
they bug you as well.
Nah, they don't have fine with them. Why don't you say shut the fuck up and get the marbles out of your mouth? Why don't you say that?
But I agree with Niamh. I find that accent even more infuriating. And I know an awful lot of people that do speak like that with marbles in their gob.
It's not real. They were born like that. They couldn't have been.
No.
It's mid-Atlantic.
It's a learned accent, yeah.
It's an influence. I just call it the influencer accent.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You know, the like the Vogue Williams and stuff.
Catherine, are you still there?
I am, yeah.
Sorry, I've been asked to play this message for you, Catherine. Hang on there for a second.
Hey, lads, what is she on about, Catherine? She sounds as fucking common as anyone else. Is she fucking tone deaf or what?
No, Catherine.
He must have the names mixed up.
He must have the names
he
mixed up.
He must be talking about the last girl that was on now.
Somebody says, this is funny. Now, Catherine, don't take offence to this. I hope you won't take offence to this, okay?
No, I'm not. I have a thick skin.
Okay. Somebody says on Facebook, Catherine sounds like the type of person that gets up to do karaoke in a pub and thinks they're the best singer ever.
Oh, my God. I love karaoke. It's like my favourite thing ever.
No, but you know these people that get up and go, I want to sing. I can sing.
Oh, no, I love karaoke. I am the queen of karaoke.
And are you a good singer?
I know, I'm very good. Yeah,
Don't ask her.
No, I won't ask her.
You will have to come out with me some night for karaoke.
Well, what's your go-to song? What song would you sing?
There's a couple. I love Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah, great song. Yeah.
Sorry, who are you?
Sorry,
what's that called, that song?
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Girls.
Do you know the Whitney Houston song?
Yeah, she didn't sing that.
Yeah, that song.
She didn't sing that.
I do. Bait it out in the walls, they'll be falling around the place.
I'd say so. So it's Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
No, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. I don't know what you're trying to make me here.
I don't know what you're trying to do here. She said it perfectly well.
Did she?
Just want to have fun, yeah.
You know what? You're hilarious.
You are hilarious. There you go again.
You. What are you smoking in there today? Seriously, you are both mad.
The plural of you. Yeah. I've become a dickhead now because I'm about to correct you.
What, you're Googling it?
No, I know that the plural of you, and it's like these people that say anal. You know what they're talking about. I went out last night and I was wrecked anal. You know,
anal?
Wrecked anal, yeah.
What's wrecked anal?
Catherine, have you ever been wrecked anal?
I don't know. It's in the way you're talking about now.
It's wrecked and all.
Yeah, but they spell it A-N-A-L.
I know. Do you know what? They're knobs, like, do you know? And they can't. And then people who, like, are typing and they type like they would talk, like scangers.
Yeah, that's
what they... Do you want me to just have a go of Girls Just
Want
to Have Fun?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, go on, try it. Yeah, go on.
I'm going to kill the podcast here, we are. Go on.
Welcome in the morning light. My mother says, what you gonna do with your life? I'm ready, you know you're not number one. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Do you know what? Hell, I haven't won a prize yet. I'll never know.
It's a fucking mystery. It really...
Do you know what you should do? You should get me into your studio one time. And then we'll record and we'll release it.
It's not big
and
enough.
And you can have some of the royalties. No, it'd be great.
It was
so funny. Have you ever done karaoke? It's very daunting.
I have done karaoke myself, yeah. Yeah. But I'm not about...
Would you ever bash out Girls Just Want to Have Fun? Because we do want... Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Why is a bloke going to sing Girls Just Want to Have Fun now, in fairness? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know, because you're down with the girlos.
Hang on there for a second. Martina, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martina?
I said, how are you? I live in Terry, all right. Mm-hmm. And my sister's a real person, and I was just calm as milk. So we wouldn't even tell us, you're as calm as milk, but you have a hard going. Now, I said, the girls on my road were kind of similar to me. And then they meet them years later and they have three marrows in their mouth. And I used to laugh because, to be honest with you, if people don't accept me, well, they can get lost.
Don't take
come
it.
On in life, my brother.
She thinks she's off.
You with your life.
So okay, hang on.
You know it's your number one. Okay.
Sorry, you're live on the air, Catherine.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Just hang on a second.
Going away when we
sorry, Martina, can I go back to you for a second? And don't take this the wrong way. I don't mean to be insulting. How did you end up speaking that way when you're from Terranure?
I don't know. Maybe I liked it.
Yeah, but most people in Terranure wouldn't speak that way, would they?
No, she's just normal.
I didn't live in the past part, I suppose. I was a past because it was beginning to sound. But, my sisters are completely different from me. I was just different from them.
And they speak like they've marbles in their mouth, do they?
No, but my sisters won't speak better than me. But I didn't care. I didn't care whether people judged me or not.
Catherine, do you think Martina sounds posh?
No, she should be like myself.
Oh yeah, just the same.
Yeah, like along the same lines. Yeah, I don't think you sound like you got marbles in your mouth, but I think you talk well, like myself.
But now I have to say, Martini, you do speak well.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, but I used to be common towards the girls on the road.
Right, you used to be common towards the girls on the road, but and what about now? Are you common compared to the people that
yeah,
you live near?
Like Jeremy said, like when my mom used to Auntie Spawn was always hello.
Yeah, you see, I think, Catherine, I think, or Martine, I think a couple of elocution lessons would do you the world of good.
I already did them.
Oh, they didn't work.
What are you saying?
I did them
and I used to laugh.
No, to be honest with you, Catherine, I'm only taking the piss. I think I would prefer your accent any day of the week to potato pork, definitely.
100%.
Oh, yeah, no, potato pork, yeah.
Why is she still on the line?
Right. Can you do me a favour, actually? I'm going to karaoke tonight with the girls, so give me a good song. I was thinking of doing, you know, the one Ain't No Mountain High Enough?
Yeah, and do you know the words of it?
I think it was written for Sister Act.
Well, no, it's a lot older than Sister. Or was it written for
Sister?
Yeah,
no, I do know. Do you want me to sing it? Do you want some?
You go on, that's...
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby. If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
I'd say Tina Turner is turning in her grave.
Did you say you're going to karaoke tonight?
I am, yeah, me and the girls are going.
Well, you'd want to practice a little bit more, that's all I'd say.
But it's not about being good. It's not about being good. You don't have to be a good singer. It's just about having the balls to go up and have some fun.
Thanks,
that's
Catherine.
All it is.
Thanks, Catherine. Yous are great. Yous are great.
Do you know what? I'm going to send a video in for you, Jeremy.
Thanks, can't wait
from
to see
the PR bank. See you later.
Something for my what?
Your bank. I don't know what that means.
Oh, my wank bank? I don't have a wank bank. So do you have a wank bank?
No.
Would you talk about wank banks on News Talk?
No, certainly
no,
not.
No. Maybe you should. Maybe that's where they're going wrong.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting this podcast to turn out that way, but that's the way it goes. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow, and you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. Okay?
There we go. The Adrian I know is back. There he is. Look at us.
Thanks very much indeed for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with a MyLowe's Rewards credit card, January 15th through the 30th. So you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.